The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God lead a man in the Navy who is successful in the corporate world to become a pastor? In what ways do mentorship experiences shape who we become as followers of Jesus Christ? When did God begin to prepare this man and his wife for ministry in Hawaii? Why is the SS Lurline vital to the story? Pastor Dan Preciado is here to share his journey with us. The Good Life Radio Show exists to lead you, dear friend, to faith in Jesus Christ. We want you to know how much Jesus loves you. And no matter what you're facing or going through, no matter where you've been or what you've done, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ reaches out to you. Will you turn to Jesus? Will you turn from your ways and turn to God's ways? That's called repentance. Would you open your heart to Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Pastor Dan Preciado is the senior pastor at Kailua Assembly of God. Pastor Jan Preciado, his wife, is the operations pastor. Together with their team of dynamic servant leaders, the Preciados are being used by God to lead Kailua Assembly of God from strength to strength with growing impact in their community and the world. Pastor Dan, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small town called Wilmington, and that is in Southern California. Some of the larger bordering cities would be Carson and San Pedro and Lameda. So, yeah, I grew up in Wilmington, California, the heart of the harbor.
You say heart of the harbor, say more. Take
sure.
us back.
Sure.
What does it
so
mean?
There, if you look geographically, Wilmington, there's a strip, a strip from Los Angeles that goes right into Wilmington, because Wilmington is right in the harbor. Okay, it's a harbor town. So in order for it to be called the Port of Los Angeles, there had to be a narrow strip from Los Angeles all the way down to the harbor. So Wilmington is known for the longshoremen's and the ships going in and out and the containers and things like that. So that's been known, coined the phrase Wilmington, the heart of the harbor.
Heart of the harbor. Who influenced you most, Dan, in your growing up years?
Well, in my growing up years, I looked up to two men. One was my father, and the other one was my sixth grade teacher. I always saw my dad as a, even though growing up, he wasn't saved, but I did get a chance to see him saved. But he was a good dad. He was a great provider. The other man that I looked up to was my sixth grade teacher, because he brought academia and put it in a completely different light. And I remember from sixth grade on, I just really enjoyed learning. And I was, you know, I had ended up having good grades and just being excited about school. But growing up, those would be the two.
Your father. Are there words, are there phrases that you remember he would say to you?
Oh, yes.
Resonate even today?
Oh, yes. And I pass them on. There's two that come to mind right away that I pass on even to my kids. Whenever my dad wanted to give me a learning lesson, he would say exactly these words. Now, son, I want you to listen to me, and I want you to listen to me good. Because by the time you get through listening to me, it'll be the best lesson you've ever had. Those were his exact words. And I find myself repeating those exact words to my children. And the other thing that I do from time to time, even today with my congregation, my dad was a big storyteller. And he just had like a story in his life for almost anything. And he would say, you know, and he was Mexican. Okay, he was born in Texas, raised in Mexico. The man was Mexican. And he would say, you know, son, when I was a little boy growing up in the motherland of Ireland, this is how it would unfold, or this is what we would do. And it's like, Dad, you're not Irish. Okay. So even today, my congregation makes fun of me because I would say things like, you know, back when I was a little boy growing up in Djibouti, the judges of the town would gather at the gate and they would discuss these things. Or at another time, I would say, when I was a little boy growing up in Burkina Faso, you know, or when I was a little boy growing up in there's just different towns, you know, Azerbaijan. You know, so I would find the most ridiculous sounding, not the places, but just the most interesting sounding towns. I would say, yeah, when I was a little boy growing up in Djibouti or Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, this is how we would take care of these things. So I passed that on too. And my congregation even goes, okay, where are you from today this week, Pastor?
The sixth grade teacher.
Yes.
You talk about academia. Something was brought out of you through the influence of your sixth grade teacher.
Yes.
Take us further. What
sure.
What details do you remember?
Sure. Mr. Cusidi was a retired Air Force officer, and he was a very large man in stature. But what he did was he made learning fun. He told stories when it came to mathematical equations and fractions. And I got a phrase to quote him as well, because he would tell the class, and I'll use you as an example. He'd say, Danny is a noun, but he is not a noun. And the class would look at him like, what is he saying? Well, Danny is a noun, but he is not a noun. And finally, it's like, oh, okay, because he is a pronoun. Danny is a proper noun. He is a pronoun. So now we get it. Yeah.
Unforgettable.
He was a good man.
How did you become a Christian?
How did I? Well, I grew up going to Catholic school. I grew up in a Catholic home. But like I said, I did see my father later on in years before he died to just, you know, accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord and, you know, just praising God. And it was amazing. But so I remember as a senior in high school, I was very much stuck on myself, and these two gals came up to me and said, hey, Dan, you know, we'd like to take you out. And that's like, okay, well, which one of you? And they said, well, both of us. And I was like, well, okay, yeah, this is starting to look really good. And then I said, so do I pick you up or what? And they said, oh, no, we'll come pick you up. And I was like, well, this is going to turn into a very, very fun evening. So these two girls, you know, so I dress average, you know, not dressed up, dressed down. So the two girls come to my home and they pick me up and they take me to a Bible study, a high school Bible study. And it's interesting that the name of that group, it was a youth group, the name of that group was the Seeds of Love. And so these girls took me to this Bible study, and I always use this example as a I always use this account as an example of positive peer pressure, if you want to call it that. So my first time there, we're sharing and we're learning, and he's the youth pastor's teaching. And at the end, he gives an opportunity to respond, to make a decision for Christ. And he's looking at me and he's shaking his head up and down. And I found out that if you stare at somebody long enough and shake their head up and down, they'll start shaking their head up and down. And he looks at me and he says, "Well, you want to accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, don't you?" And he's shaking his head up and down, and I'm looking at all the other students. I'm it's like, "Yeah, okay." So he says, he leads me in this prayer. But later, to come to find out how the Bible tells us that confess with your mouth and not or, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and you shall be saved. The only thing I did that night, Danny, was just, you know, just say words. And in fact, it wasn't even a confession, but something was planted. A seed of love was planted that day at the age of 17.
17 years old, a seed of love. You say, "Danny, who is this? I'm just tuning in right now. Who is this that is sharing with such strength and such clarity?" Well, this is Pastor Dan Preciado. He's the senior pastor of Kailua Assembly of God, sharing heart to heart with you. There's more to come. You can find out more about Kailua Assembly of God at kagchurch.org, kagchurch.org. When we come back, you'll hear more from Pastor Dan while living in Anaheim, California. Pastor Dan and Pastor Jan Preciado, their ministerial journey began in 1996 while serving as marriage ministry leaders at Harbor Christian Center in Wilmington, California, the heart of the harbor. Then God called them to Corona, California in 2002, where they served as lay ministers for 7 years at New Hope. More from Pastor Dan when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, so this is part of the journey from 2004 to 2011. Pastors Dan and Jan Preciado had their own ministry for blended families. During this time, Dan felt the call of God to pursue credentials with the Assemblies of God and a degree in biblical theology. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. Danny Almashiro here with Pastor Dan Preciado of Kailua Assembly of God. Look, if you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pass it on to a family member or friend after you download it, and let that be a blessing to someone else. You know, the journeys we take sometimes take us in different directions, and we may not know exactly where they'll lead. Sometimes, for some, it involves serving in the military. Pastor Dan, why did you join the Navy?
That's a very good question, and it's going to sound kind of silly, not when you think about it. But ever since I was in grade school to being a senior in high school, that I was going to be a police officer. I was involved in police activities in a positive sense as a child, and then I was part of the LAPD Explorers during high school. I was going to be a policeman. I was going to go to college. I was going to study criminal law and maybe take the detective route. And then during my senior year in high school, my father decided to go visit a Navy recruiter. And he came home with the information, and he just presented it to me. And he says, are you willing to go and talk to this Navy recruiter? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go talk to this guy. And so we go talk to him, and I end up taking an ASVAB and scoring very high on the ASVAB, which enabled me to qualified me to take, you know, advanced electronics and to get a really good education. And we came home, and my dad said, so what did you think? And then I said these words, Danny. I said, Dad, because my dad sailed for like 26 years in the Merchant Marines and then on the SS Lurling. And I said, Dad, if I didn't go in the Navy, would that really disappoint you? And he says, well, a little. And it's like, okay. So I just abandoned all the efforts of going to college, and I went into the Navy right out of high school. Crazy.
What were your most memorable experiences in the Navy? Formative experiences in
sure,
the Navy.
Sure. Well, of course, I was in the Navy as an unsaved person. And so
back to seeds of love.
Yeah, that seed was planted, but it didn't start to bear fruit until I was about 33 years old, which is the age that Jesus stopped ministering. But just the different ports, the camaraderie, the education. I really had a successful 4 years of active duty and an equally successful 17 years of reserve. So I served a total of 21 years. But, you know, my sailing time was in the Mediterranean. So I've seen all of the most of the Mediterranean countries like Italy, Spain, Greece, northern part of Africa, Tunisia, just those, you know, those countries. And I remember just enjoying it. I did not have a bad time in the Navy. You're going to get out whatever you put in. A lot of people would say, you know, I didn't like my active duty time or my Navy time or Air Force time or whatever. I actually enjoyed serving our country during peacetime during those 21 years.
How did God lead you from the Navy experiences into the corporate world?
Sure. After my 4 years of active duty, I actually got a really good education during those 4 years. And I was able to get a job at Northrop, which is probably Northrop Grumman, or I don't know what it's called now. But I was able to get a job, a very good paying job at Northrop right out of the Navy. And I pursued my engineering degree while being in the corporate world. And going from Northrop, I went to another company called Magnavox. And then I went to another company, which would be an amazing journey, called Odetics, that dealt with robotics. And that was my engineering degree, was in automation. And that's how I got into the corporate world, beginning in aerospace.
Where did you meet Pastor Jan?
We met at the company called Odetics, and I remember meeting her for the very first time. I had a failed marriage. I was unsaved, and as a result of being unsaved and living for myself instead of Jesus, my marriage fell apart. But I was, and when that happened, I totally gave my life over to the Lord. I said, if playing church, I was the unsaved church member. If playing church, if pretending to be a Christian caused me this much trouble and trauma, then I'm done. I'm all in, Lord. Shortly thereafter, I met Jan, and I saw her and I just need to meet this gal. I asked her out 3 times, and each time she said yes, but something came up and we had to cancel. And I asked her again and asked her again. And finally, the 3rd time, Danny, I was like, so are we going to go out or not? And she says, I'm so, so sorry. Something came up. And it's like, well, look, woman. I said, look, we're either going out or we're not. And she says, well, we're not. And she just leaves. Well, good thing I was riding a motorcycle at the time, and I chased her down. I said, boy, that was really stupid. So I chased her down and I said, look, can we just, do you have at least 15 minutes? Can we go to McDonald's and split a Happy Meal? And she said, okay, sure. So we went to McDonald's and we split a Happy Meal. I gave her the toy and we talked for a little bit. And then that developed into more conversation until we got married in June of 1995.
How did that lead to you knowing that this is God's person for you, and vice versa?
Sure, sure. Well, I saw how she was very mindful of others. I saw how she took care of relationships, how she took care of people. And you know, Jan was new to the Lord as well. So here we have two people who are falling in love. We're both new to the Lord. And, you know, what's interesting is God joined us together to walk a very interesting path together that eventually led into both of us going into full-time ministry.
So how did God lead you to Hawaii?
Wow, that's that's a really, really great question, because I have this amazing, powerful testimony that I can probably do it in less than a minute. But In 1963, Pastor Dave Tanner was the senior pastor of Kailua Assembly of God. I got to meet Pastor Dave in 2002 when he became my pastor, when he became our pastor, mine and my wife, at New Hope Family Worship Center in Corona. We met him in 2002. I was only 2 years old in 63. Under his leadership, I got my credentials with the Assemblies of God. Under his leadership, we left to go into full-time ministry. In 2009, I was hired as the associate pastor of a church in Glad Tidings Church in Hanford, California. 4.5 years in, Pastor Dave and his wife get called by Kailua Assembly of God to come and to interim and to help them find a new pastor. And so he contacts me and says, I'm going to Hawaii. I'm going to be there for a while. Would you please consider coming and for a week and giving me a break? Well, that discussion took place in April of 2013. We went to Hawaii in August of 2013. Between those 2 months, he looked around. He saw some things. He helped the church navigate some challenges. And then by the time we got there, he says, Dan, you need to check things out. You need to consider whether you want to be, have your name put in for senior pastor. So we arrived. I preached on a Wednesday to the church. I preached at a Saturday morning men's breakfast. I preached Sunday morning, Sunday night. And come Monday, when it's time for us to leave, Pastor Dave says, well, what do you think? Do you want me to put your name in to be the pastor of this church? And I said, let me get back to you. So my wife and I, we take a drive to the North Shore, and we're standing on the beach looking at Chinaman's Hat, and we're looking at this amazing view in front of us and the Ko'ola Mountains behind us, and we're standing on the beach in Hawaii, and we're saying, no way God's going to put us here. No way. But we go back, and my spiritual dad, Dave Tanner, he says, Dan, you can do this. You got the goods. You can do this. So I take that as the gospel message. I mean, this is my dad. So I said, yeah, go ahead and put our names in. Well, September 29th, we got voted in as the senior pastors of Kailua Assembly of God. And here's the thing, Danny, and it comes down to this. In 1963, Pastor Dave Tanner was installed as the senior pastor of Kailua Assembly of God. 50 years later, in the year of Jubilee, his spiritual son is installed at the same church as the senior pastor of the same church that he was 50 years prior, the year of Jubilee. And the year of Jubilee has a special meaning. In if you look in Deuteronomy and Leviticus, it talks about properties being returned to their original family members. So in 2013, Kailua Assembly of God went back under the leadership of the Tanner family through his spiritual son. You just can't make that stuff up.
You see the hand of God setting things up. Often we see those when we look back in moments of reflection. We begin to see how the dots connect. And it is indeed a marvel, as it is a marvel to hear you describe with the excitement, with the depth, in the way that you do. Pastor Dan Preciado is sharing heart to heart with us. You are, well, you're in the right place, dear friend, as you listen to him share in this show, because the dots continue to connect in Kailua. When we come back, you're going to hear more from him on how God is opening doors of unique ministry in the Kailua area, specifically at Kalaheo High School. But there's more. What kind of relationship did Pastor Dan have with Pastor Dave Tanner? What does a mentorship relationship like that look like? How does it impact a man in his spiritual formation? It was in May 2008 he became licensed in ministry. March 2009, Pastors Dan and Jan went into full-time ministry with Glad Tidings Church. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests. Right, so it
guests.
Was in March of 2009 that Pastors Dan and Jan Preciado went into full-time ministry. Associate pastors at Glad Tidings Church in Hanford, California. After being ordained in April of 2011, Pastor Dan realized that God had called him to pastor a church. Well, jump to November 2013, God opened a door to become the senior pastor at Kailua Assembly of God. Pastor Dan and Jan's greatest passion in their ministry is for marriages. Their hearts are also for the next generation, as you will soon hear. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. Find out more about Kailua Assembly of God at kagchurch.org or kagchurch.org. Pastor Dan, describe the relationship you had with Pastor Dave Tanner, your spiritual father.
Sure. Pastor Dave Tanner passed away last year. But in our time of building relationships and his mentoring, I've learned so much from him. I've learned how to, and I'm still learning, how to communicate with people inside the church, outside the church. One of the things that he taught me was when I went into full-time ministry, remember, I left his church to go into full-time ministry, he actually taught me how to learn from my new pastor. Pastor Dave Tanner was, he was a farmer and a shepherd. A farmer meaning that he would plant seeds everywhere, and a shepherd that he would lead people. His ministry and his giftings were evident to everyone, and he was very easy to learn from. And I hope to emulate even just a small portion of this man's ministry, if I possibly can.
Well, when we talk about life lessons, Christ-like leadership, the words love God, love people, share the word, the motto of Kailua Assembly of God. Describe how that is being applied
sure.
in the community.
Sure. Kailua Assembly of God is strategically located. God planted the church in its present location. And five doors down to one side of the church is Kalaheo High School. About a couple of miles to the other side is the Marine Corps base Kaneohe. And we are located on the Kalaheo Hillside. So right in front of us is the entire community of Kailua. So one of the things, one of our mottos or our vision, would let's say, is to reach the base, reach the community, and reach the school. And God has opened up tremendous doors for those three locations, specifically the high school. We've been cultivating a relationship with the high school for the past 9 years. So fast forward these past 9 years, what is Kailua Assembly of God doing in and with and for the school? Well, I'm blessed to be able to be connected with the football team. I do chapel with them right before they get on the bus. For those who are wanting to meet into the weight room, I give them a devotional and I ask who needs prayer, and then I pray for them, and then they get on the bus. Recently, I've been invited by the girls' volleyball coach. Hey, you know, we hear what you're doing with the football team. Would you like to come on Mondays before practice and lead in a Bible study and in prayer? And it's like, yes, I would. And then last week they said, well, we have a game here tonight. Would you pray for the team before they get on the court? And it's like, yes. Christian Club in Kailua Assembly of God is working together with Youth for Christ, and we help the students in the Christian Club. And our first meeting was past Tuesday, and it was like 35 kids in the school. And you know, we've opened up our facility to help the base whenever there's a venue that they need, and everything is booked. I have a great relationship with the chaplaincy at the Marine Corps base. When it comes to the community, we open our doors and we provide prophetic art classes. We provide hula, praise hula, mind you. We're planning to do a craft community fair in November where we're going to invite 10 people from the community to come and bring their crafts so that the community can come and sell them with no charge to the vendors. We don't want the vendors to pay a dime at all to us. We want to provide, you know, food, let the craft people sell whatever they make, perhaps do a bounce house for the kids. So we got to reach our community. We got to be there for the school, and we want to make ourselves known to the base because I am retired military and I have free access to the base.
How does your experience as a retired military allow you to connect with people from the base and some that come to the church or families more broadly from Kailua?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I just had what we call coffee with the pastor with new visitors that come to the church. We invite them on the next Sunday to have coffee with me. And the person, the family that I had coffee with yesterday morning is a chaplain. They just got to the island and he's a chaplain on base. And so we talked with them and I said, well, you know, I've been here 9 years and we've had three or four chaplains as part of the congregation of this church, and I've talked story with them and had spent a lot of time with them and got an idea of how the chaplaincy works, what they can do and what they cannot do. So and he even commented, says, wow, you really know a lot about the chaplaincy. He goes, that's very, very helpful. And I said, well, it just comes from meeting with the chaplains that we have. So that in conjunction with, I know how the military works. I know about PCS, permanent change of station. I know about the different housing allowance and the separation and the single parent during the time that people are deployed. I know about those things. I've experienced those things, and that helps me connect with them at a personal level. I think that's one of the unique nuances of my leadership as the pastor of Kailua Assembly of God. Because in my research of the 70-plus year history of the church, no one has been retired or affiliated with the military like I have, which is just a bonus. It's just a bonus.
We think about the location. Think about the time in which we live. Pastor Dan, these are tumultuous times from a socio-political perspective. Things have crept in even to churches, the body of Christ. Many in the body of Christ are divided. There's a complexity to it all, almost a seeming contradiction to what we say and how we live when it comes to these or the interpretations and applications of these divisive positions. How have you sensed the leading of the Lord to bring healing, a healing balm, a unified body in your local church and more broadly in your leadership?
Well, I find it very interesting that you asked that question, being in fact that I'm presently doing an in-depth study of 1 Corinthians and knowing a little bit more about their geographics and what was going on during the time that Paul wrote his letters and how there was division in the church, how there was sin going on outside the church and how it was being brought into the church. And I've written some papers recently on how can we avoid that, what causes the disunity. And in one of the papers I wrote and I also shared with the community, with the church, that we have to be the we have to be the coffee bean Christian and not the egg Christian. And people say, what do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, the egg in hot water, which represents the atmosphere, the egg in hot water changes and it gets hard. The egg allows the environment to change the nature. The egg allows the environment to change the nature of the egg. The coffee bean in the same environment changes the environment. the coffee bean changes the environment to coffee. And we need to be coffee bean Christians. We need to influence our environment and not let our environment influence us. When we let the environment influence us, it makes it very difficult for discipleship. So if we keep the church focused on Christ, it makes discipleship very, very easy. So we do address the things that are outside, but we also need to have a biblical perspective or a biblical view of our world and not a worldly view of our Bible. If we can focus on these things, if pastors and church leaders can focus on the message of Christ, knowing that the people outside need to be led to Christ, the gospel message needs to be shared, I think the churches could, you know, do the community justice. I recently heard a soundbite that I love, and it was talking about evangelism. And in evangelism, the speaker was saying, stop telling people how bad they are and start telling them how good Jesus is. And if we can share with others how good Jesus is based on our testimony, I think that would have a more positive impact on our community.
A timely and relevant word picture from Pastor Dan Preciado. When we come back in our final segment, we'll talk more with him. We'll hear more words of wisdom, even reflections. Reflections such as, did you know from the 1930s to the 1960s, the SS Lurline, Matson's luxury liner, cruised from San Francisco to Honolulu. It also relates to a Tommy Bahama shirt with embroidery on it. And a couple stories related, again, back to the SS Lurline, to the heart of Pastor Dan and Pastor Jan Preciado. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you do remember a couple segments ago, I did talk about connecting the dots, Pastor Dave Tanner, Pastor Dan Preciado, Kailua Assembly of God, but dots connecting to Kalaheo High School, the Marine Base there in Kailua, Pastor Dan's experience in the Navy, and the love and the ministry for Kailua in a broad sense. But we also trace back to some dots, the SS Lurline, the 1930s, the 1960s, Matson's luxury liner cruise from San Francisco to Honolulu. Pastor Dan, why is the SS Lurline so important to you?
Well, as I shared in the previous segment, Pastor Dave Tanner and his legacy and the things that he did directed us to Hawaii. But at the same time, when I grew up, you know, the Lurline just kind of directed us to Hawaii too. It seems like Hawaii was always part of our family. My father would always talk about Hawaii was the second home. And he sailed on the SS Lurline, and the SS Lurline would, you know, sail around the Hawaiian Islands, and he would always bring us things. And I remember one time that he sent him, my mom and my brother and myself to Hawaii for a month. So Hawaii was always part of our family. We always had these artifacts in our home because he loved Hawaii. I remember doing my fifth grade report on one of the states, and of course I picked Hawaii. And so that was, it was just, Hawaii has always been part of our lives. And so what's interesting is that when we ended up moving here in November of 2013, shortly after we got here, my wife and I, with some friends, we go to the Halekoa, and there's a buffet dinner, wonderful buffet dinner, and there's this guy at the buffet dinner with a Tommy Bahama shirt, and he's got embroidered on the back the SS Lurline, and I just stop, drop, and stare, and it's like, I have got to find out where this man got this shirt. So, I mean, the guy is on the buffet line. I just had no social filter whatsoever, and tapped him on the back. I think I even spilled the macaroni salad on his spoon. And it's like, friend, where did you get that shirt? And I said, that's the ship that my dad sailed on for years. He goes, well, it's a Tommy Bahama. It's embroidered. It's seasonal. And it's like, okay. So the next week, I am researching. Where can I find it? And this is where I come to find out. The embroidered shirts from Tommy Bahama, they only make so many, and they are seasonal. They cannot be found. It's done. Done deal. And these embroidered shirts, Danny, from Tommy Bahama are up to $150 or more depending on where you buy them. So it's like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to be able to get this shirt. Well, 3 years later, my wife says, hey, let's go shopping at TJ Maxx. And sorry, Danny. And I talk to my wife. I go, hey, we don't shop at TJ Maxx, okay? And she goes, yes, we do. So it's like, okay, well, there's a golf shop next to TJ Maxx. So we go. And she goes to TJ Maxx. I go to the golf shop. I find nothing that I want. So I figure I'm going to go find my wife. So I walk into TJ Maxx, and up to the left side, it says men. So I go just to look around. You know, I'm here. I might as well look around. And right at the end cap, there are some shirts. And one of them is that Tommy Bahama embroidered shirt of the SS Lurline on the back. And I am floored. I take it off the hanger and it fits. I look at the price tag and it's $35. Guess who shops at TJ Maxx now? Amazing. Amazing.
Well, I see your hand raised with a lot of conviction there, Pastor Dan.
I repented.
And and I would too be shopping there because of the unique opportunity that you received. And the, well, a real blessing. Now, SS Lurline means something to you. But you're a golfer. You're a golf coach.
Yes.
What does St. Andrews mean to you?
Well, St. Andrews was on my bucket list. I can praise God that I checked it off. But
What is it called? St. Andrews Golf Links?
Golf Links, yeah.
Golf Links?
Yeah. It is
the
birthplace of golf in Scotland. My wife and I, we were talking about vacations, and she said, hey, what about we go to Scotland? And one of the things besides St. Andrews is there's a castle in Scotland called Meffin Castle. And there's a Meffin in the family heritage of my wife. And when we found this out, you know, like right when we got married, I always thought, hey, you know, we should go visit this castle someday. And as the time came closer and years passed, we found out that it was spelt differently. But I always dreamed of going to this castle, Miss Meffin Castle, you know, knocking on the door and the guy opening up the door, looking at my wife and going, oh my goodness, there's a picture of you in the main hall, you know, because she resembled, you know, yes, somebody, a great, great grandmother, but it wasn't the same name. It wasn't anything related, but we decided to stay there anyway. And so it's a bed and breakfast, and we stayed there for a couple of days, and then I got a chance to play St. Andrews, and that was just an amazing, amazing opportunity. But it's interesting that you said, yes, I am a golf coach, which is another door that opened up at Kalaheo High School, because a couple years ago, the school approached me and said, would you be interested in being the golf coach at the high school? And I just give glory to God for that. And I believe, Danny, that it's a testimony of the relationship between the high school and the church.
Clearly, clearly. What would you say? With all that God has done, with all that you see and all that you share, in the joys, in the transitions, in the connecting the dots of life, what would you say to someone, Pastor Dan, who's going through a really difficult time right now? How would you encourage that dear friend?
Well, I would relate to the fact that I went through a very, very difficult time. No one likes to see a family just completely blow up and ripped apart. And it was because of my bad choices. I mean, it takes two, but I'm not speaking for somebody who's not here. But it takes two. And I would tell that person that, you know, turn your life around, give your life completely over to the Lord, and it begins with one step at a time. It begins with saying yes to the Lord. It begins by being obedient to the Lord. You can't say yes to the Lord unless you say yes to everything. If he isn't Lord of all, then he's not Lord at all. And I would encourage this person to take steps in the right direction and not to look back, but look unto our Lord and Savior, who is the author and finisher of our faith, and continue to move and try to hear his voice. And don't let the past beat you up. Learn from it.
We've got 2 minutes, Pastor Dan. Would you please pray for our listener?
Yes. Father, I come to you right now. I humbly come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Because there is a person listening to this message, to my voice, to this segment right now, who may have just turned in, who may be thinking about the failures in this life, in their life. And I would say, look unto the Lord. Father, I pray for that man, that woman, that young adult, that young person, the older person who is hearing this prayer right now. Lord, that they would open up their hearts right now, that the hearts would be opened so that your word can enter in and transform that person, transform that person's life, transform that person's heart, that mind. Lord, I pray over the audience of this broadcast, Lord, that they would continue to stay plugged in, not just to any one particular message, because your word is alive and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and your timing is perfect. So, Lord, I believe that the person that is listening to this message right now is receiving not just your love, but also your grace and your forgiveness. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord would say, move forward, my child, because I am walking with you.
And we give you thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this prayer and our time together with Pastor Dan. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Dan, thank you.
My pleasure, Danny.
Thank you for being with us.
I'm looking forward to the next golf tournament.
Amen. Amen. What a joy. And what a joy to be with a winner of the golf tournament and one who played at St. Andrews. Pastor Dan Preciado. Uplifting words from Pastor Dan. KAGChurch.org. KAGChurch.org. That's Kailua Assembly of God. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. I thank you in advance. John 8:47. Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Dan Preciado, KAGChurch.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, and guest coordinator Jan Yi, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave